To the north next, where a bonfire was lit last night in Moygashel, just off the M1 motorway in County Tyrone, where on top was a boat with a dozen life-sized mannequins wearing life jackets above placards saying "Stop the Boats" and "Veterans Before Refugees" and a tricolour. The boat was set on fire first. And in Belfast, police say they won't help council contractors remove another bonfire built close to the electricity supply to the Royal and City Hospitals. Bonfires are lit as part of 11th night celebrations in some unionist areas of the north to usher in the 12th of July, the main date in the parading season. The 12th commemorates the Battle of the Boyne in 1690, when the Protestant King William III defeated Catholic King James II. Alison Morris is with us. She's crime correspondent at the Belfast Telegraph. Morning, Alison.
Good morning.
How on earth was this allowed to go ahead last night in Moygashel?
It's a pretty gruesome scene. If you look at the pictures, my colleague Kevin Scott, photographer, was there last night, and they're on his social media if anyone wants to have a look. But I mean, given the fact that, you know, Northern Ireland this week, in a few days' time, celebrity golfers from all around the world are going to be arriving here for the Open, and this is the scenes, I suppose, they're arriving to. It was an horrendous sight, and the Moygashel bonfire is known for putting controversial toppers, as they call them. But I mean, this was particularly gruesome. It, you know, there were calls for it to be removed from the fire. They were not listened to. The PSNI said that they were treating it as a hate crime, but made no moves to try and go into the site to try and have this boat and taken off, you know, the fire before it was lit. But yeah, I mean, for anyone, we're obviously coming off the back of sort of race hate riots that happened in Ballymena and then spread to places like Portadown and Larne a few weeks ago, and coming off the back of that, you can imagine, and we have heard from some migrant families from that area who are just terrified now, you know, that this has happened and that they've been targeted in this way.
When the PSNI say they're treating it as a hate crime, what does that mean? What's their form here?
We don't have proper hate crime legislation, but what you would have is crime that which is aggravated with a hate crime motive. And so the problem is, how do you actually prove who was the person or people who placed that up there unless you were gathering evidence from that time? And the fact is, I don't believe the PSNI were gathering evidence from when this was placed on the bonfire at the start of the week. They came to it retrospectively, I suppose, the way we all did when it was already there. So I've seen in the past where we've had fairly hateful symbols placed on bonfires, and police have said they're investigating, but it's very rarely you would see anyone ever prosecuted for placing anything on a bonfire here. And, you know, annually we have pretty offensive symbols, which a lot of which we don't actually know what's going on the bonfires until today, because most of them are lit tonight. The Moygashel one's always lit a day early, but most of them are lit this evening, and it'll only be this afternoon that you'll see exactly what the bonfire builders intend to place on them. And there's usually at least, you know, a handful that'll have offensive symbols. And I will mention the fact that there are 300 bonfires across Northern Ireland that are lit tonight, and most of them are, you know, small little bonfires in wee villages and towns attended by families, and there's no hassle from them. There are always some fairly notable bonfires where there's quite, you know, usually sectarian, and what we've seen in recent years is the sectarian nature of the effigies and symbols put on these bonfires is changing more towards the sort of far right, targeting migrants and sort of race hate symbols rather than sectarianism. You know, hate's transferable. So I was saying, we found somebody else to focus our hate on rather than each other.
And Belfast goes ahead.
Yeah, the Belfast bonfire is going to go ahead. The PSNI have said that they can't go in and remove that. The council had asked that they did, and they would assist contractors, but as everything, it was just left too late. And, you know, we have political failings around this year after year. If that bonfire was going to be removed, it would have had to be removed periodically throughout the year. They've been gathering wood there from February, I've told, January. Some other journalists are reporting. And, you know, at times it could have been removed. There could have been local unionist politicians would then negotiate it with those bonfire builders to move it somewhere else. You know, that we know there's asbestos scattered all around that site. It's not just in one place. The Environment Agency have said they found at least 5 deposits of asbestos on the site, where there's going to be, you know, hundreds of young families tonight standing watching that bonfire. And also it's beside the electricity substation, albeit the bonfire builders have removed a couple of layers off the top of it at the advice of the Fire and Rescue Service. who get put mitigations in place, let's just say. I mean, they wouldn't have the authority to tell the bonfire builders to take it down, but what they will say at times is, look, if you would just make it smaller or move it in this direction, we might be able to contain it.
Alison Morris, crime correspondent at the Belfast Telegraph. Thanks for speaking with us this morning. 7:47.